Let me ask you a question. If your money could work for you while you sleep, would you let it? Because right now, some people are earning compounding stock market returns over time, and others are letting their cash sit in a savings account, earning almost nothing, just quietly losing value to inflation. The difference between these two groups isn't luck. It's not education. It's starting. Today, I'm going to show you exactly how to start investing, even if you've never bought a single stock in your life, and even if the idea still makes you nervous. This isn't about getting rich overnight. It's about building wealth over time, one simple step at a time. Welcome back to Make It Personal. It's your money, it's your plan, it's your future. And today we're talking about one of the most important financial steps you'll ever take, getting started with investing. Now, maybe you've thought, investing sounds complicated, or I'll start when I have more money. Totally normal. We've all been there. I've been thinking about this one recently as I was asked by my daughter's boyfriend about getting started with investing. At nearly 18 years old, he owns his own landscaping business, mowing, aerating, snow removal. Yes, snow removal is a reality here in Omaha, Nebraska. He's built himself a nice little business. We were sitting at a high school football game recently when he asked me where and how to get started. I shared my thoughts at the moment, though the conversation left an impression on me as to how do I distill over 30 years of experience of investing into something that's relatable at any age, including a high schooler. Here's the truth. You don't need 30 years of experience, a finance degree, a pile of cash, or a crystal ball to become an investor. You just need a plan and a few key principles to get started. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what to do, step by step, to start investing with confidence, even if you've never done it before. Let's start with why investing matters. Here's the big picture. Saving money is great, but saving alone rarely builds wealth. If you're putting cash into a savings account earning 1% and inflation's running at 3%, your money's actually losing value over time. Investing is how you make your money work for you. It's how you grow wealth, protect your purchasing power, and give your future self more options. And I get it. The word investing can sound intimidating. Stocks, bonds, ETFs, mutual funds, it can feel like another language. But at its core, investing is simply owning things that have the opportunity to grow in value over time. It's owning a little piece of a company, a slice of the economy, or an asset that pays you to hold it. More on this later. And the earlier you start, the more powerful compounding becomes. Albert Einstein supposedly called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. Whether he said it or not, it's true. If you invest $200 a month, starting at age 25, earning an average of, let's say, 7% a year, by age 65, you'd have around $525,000. If you wait until age 35 to start, that number drops to about $250,000. Same monthly amount, same return, starting just 10 years later. That's the power of starting early. Before you ever buy an investment, you need a foundation. And it starts with three things. I'd like to go through those now. Number one, an emergency fund. Having 3 to 6 months of living expenses in cash or a savings account. Why? Because investing isn't for short-term money. You don't want to sell stocks to pay for a new transmission or a surprise medical bill. Number two, having your debt in check. We're not talking about paying off debt or investing. However, if you're paying 20% on a credit card, no investment can regularly outpace that reliably. Knock that out first. And number three, set clear goals. Ask yourself, what am I investing for? Retirement, a home, your kids' education? Different goals can mean different time horizons and different investment choices. Once that foundation is in place, then you're ready to invest. Okay, where do I invest? There are different types of accounts, and the right one depends on your goal. For retirement, start with your 401k if your employer offers one, especially if there's a match. That's free money. Of course, you'll want to make sure to get the details from your employer and educate yourself about any potential vesting schedules. If you don't have a 401k or you want more flexibility, look at a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA. For other goals, like a down payment or general wealth building, you might use a taxable brokerage account. All of these accounts let you buy investments like stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. The key difference is how they're taxed and how easily you can access the money. Think of an account as a container and the investments as what is inside the container. Now let's talk about what to actually invest in. If you're starting out, keep it simple. You don't need to pick individual stocks or try to time the market. In fact, most professionals will tell you that trying to beat the market usually loses to simply owning the market. And that's where index funds or ETFs, exchange-traded funds, come in. An index fund tracks a whole market, like the S&P 500, giving you instant diversification across hundreds of companies at a relatively low cost. It's like buying a slice of the entire economy. And you don't need thousands to start. Many platforms let you begin with as little as $25 or $50 a month. Think of it as owning a piece of great companies rather than being an owner of stocks. While that may seem like a small distinction, it really matters. You've probably heard the advice, invest for the long term. But what does that really mean? Author Nick Murray, who I consider to be one of the wisest voices in personal finance, puts it this way: own great companies. He's not talking about chasing the next hot stock or guessing where the market's headed next week. He's talking about becoming a long-term owner, not a trader, of the world's most productive, innovative, and profitable businesses. Think about it like this. When you own a diversified portfolio of great companies, you own a piece of human progress. Every time people buy iPhones, use streaming services, get groceries, pay for energy, or use cloud technology, those are dollars flowing through the companies you may already have in your portfolio. That's the power of capitalism working for you quietly every single day. Murray says that the biggest risk investors face isn't market volatility. It's missing out on the long-term growth of these businesses because we get scared and stepped aside. Volatility is temporary. Growth is permanent. I only wish I had this advice at age 18. While I did some things right, like getting started saving for retirement at the age of 18 through a 401k, my next investment choice, left to my own devices, was not as successful. I chose an emerging market fund, a hot sector at the time. It turned out to be a poor investment, as hot sectors don't always remain hot, and my investment time horizon was less than what this sort of investment likely called for. You live and you learn. One of my favorite quotes is, "The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today." Start small, stay consistent, and let time do the heavy lifting. Once you're investing, the magic word becomes automation. Set up automatic contributions weekly, biweekly, or monthly directly from your paycheck or your bank account. That way, you're investing without even thinking about it. And here's the tough part. When markets drop, don't panic. Volatility is normal. It's the price of admission to long-term growth. When everyone's nervous, remind yourself you're not investing for today or next month. You're investing for years down the road. The best investors aren't the ones with perfect timing. They're the ones who stayed invested. So to recap, build your foundation, your emergency fund, debt, and goals. Pick the right account, 401k, IRA, or brokerage. Choose simple, diversified investments like index funds. Automate and stay consistent. Investing isn't about being lucky or brilliant. It's about being patient, disciplined, and personalizing your plan to your life. And that's what Make It Personal is all about, helping you take the financial steps that actually fit you. If you found today's episode helpful, share it with a friend who's been wanting to start investing but doesn't know where to begin. Oh, and please don't forget to like and subscribe. Visit www.makeitpersonalpodcast.com to connect with an advisor, download one of our free ebooks, or subscribe to our newsletter. At Mutual of Omaha Advisors, we believe personal finance is personal, and financial well-being is essential to achieving your life's goals. Make it personal. It's your money, it's your plan, it's your future.
This podcast is for educational purposes only and may include references to concepts that have legal and/or tax implications. Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional regarding your personal situation prior to making any financial decisions. Strategies discussed may not be suitable for everyone. Securities and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Mutual of Omaha Advisors is a division of Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company.